Hi guys, it's Doc from DLC. We've been fortunate enough today to catch up with Tony Manini. Hey there, Tony.
Yes, I'm here. Hi Doc, how are you doing?
I'm really well, thanks. So, I've kind of seen you've been getting a little bit of attention recently with Asia Met. You've got quite a comprehensive background, you know, and backstory. Do you want to give us a quick overview of where you've come from and where you're headed?
Yeah, sure. No worries. Firstly, just a little bit about myself. So my background is 30 years or thereabouts in the resources sector. The first 14 years of that was with Rio Tinto Group. I'm a geologist by background. In the late 90s, early 2000s, I got together with a couple of other guys into a small junior company called Oxiana Limited. It was a 3 million market cap company at that time. We subsequently took that company through the development of four mining operations over the next 8 years. And as a consequence of those four mine developments, with a fifth in the pipeline, the company grew from 3 million market cap to 6 billion market cap. In 2008, the company was merged with another Australian company and we left. We've since formed an incubator company called Tigers Realm Group. Tigers Realm Group's very successfully developing a large coal mine in eastern Russia. Had the best performing stock on the TSX called NexGen Energy, made a big uranium discovery developing that in Canada. And we've created Asia Met by combining our private copper assets with the listed assets of Kalimantan Gold into Asia Met. So that's sort of where I've come from. In terms of where we're going, Asia Met is rebranded from the old Kalimantan Gold. Kalimantan has had some assets in central Kalimantan and north Kalimantan for quite a few years. There's been a large amount of expenditure on those projects by predominantly major companies. I guess we saw some terrific potential in the assets of Kalimantan Gold to combine with our private assets in Tiger's Realm, in that they had a smaller copper project on the KSK contract of work, which we believe we can get into development relatively quickly. We had a large project, which is a long-term, large option on copper. So the combination of the two assets is really in copper, potential to get going on a relatively modest scale and scale the business up over time. And looking to do, you know, exactly what we did with Oxiana, build a serious business over a period of time in the copper space in Asia.
All right. So I know a little bit about the story with Kalimantan Gold. Freeport were in there for quite some time working with them on a number of assets. They didn't quite have what was required for them to want to pursue and continue on. What makes you think you can make this tiny little company that's had a major involved with it in the past in different formats? What makes you think that you can kind of turn this around completely? Clearly, you've got a comprehensive background. There's absolutely no doubt from what you're saying that you've got a strategy in place. You know, can you give us a bit more of how you're going to steer it back towards the kind of upside and, you know, get some of that value back into the company for shareholders that might have supported the previous business? Or is this a completely standalone case and you're focusing solely on Asia Met in its current format?
Yeah, look, Doc, pretty simply, there's two main pieces to that equation as to why we're going to be doing things differently this time around. So the major companies, as we all know, are looking for mega deposits. And while a lot of money is expended on exploring for mega deposits on the KSK contract to work, there were also a number of smaller, very sweet things that were identified but never really followed up by those major companies. So that's the first point. The second point is really that the Kalimantan property, which historically always considered to be quite a remote site in terms of logistics and infrastructure, what has happened in recent years is that palm oil has come to Kalimantan, and essentially we now have roads, good quality roads, sealed bitumen road halfway to the site, and then a sheeted all-weather road right into the site. So we have the access for semi-trailers, we've got Mercedes semi-trailers up in the site area bringing logs out. So the infrastructure logistics impediment has changed very significantly to now, you know, being in very good shape. And we've also got the opportunity to look at these small to medium-sized, high-quality opportunities that the major companies overlook. So that's really the key differentiator. We're now assessing some of those smaller to medium-sized, high-quality opportunities that are sitting on the property, evaluating them, bringing them up the value curve by taking them from pre-resource to resource, through studies, into development, up the value creation curve, which should be very rewarding for all shareholders.
So you, to count, just for a quick overview, you've got you know, an increased kind of footprint within these remote regions now. Logistically, things are a lot easier. You know, fundamentally, the networks, you know, to maneuver are a lot easier. So getting in and out of these places now is you know, a lot better. The infrastructure and the kind of ability to get on feet on the ground, the boots on the ground, and do the job is there for you to do. Sounds like, you know, you've got an interest in a few months ahead. I mean, is there a sense that there's something to talk about now, news flow, deal flow? It's been one of these kind of companies that you hear a few whispers and then it kind of just goes quiet again. Is Tony Menini going to change that for investors moving forward?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's a fundamentally very different looking company now. One of the primary drivers in terms of that news flow and the ability to get continuity into the story is a lot of it is to do with the fact that the project was farmed out to major companies. So major companies effectively feed news through to smaller companies on a quarterly basis. So we've removed that obstacle in terms of news flow out of the equation. We are running this project ourselves. We are doing the work on the ground. It's our team. And all the news that's coming out of those projects, you know, literally in real time, we can bring to the market. So we've had a very, you know, we've got a very clear strategy. We've had a very good, strong news flow in 2015 to this point. Going forward, we are continuing to work on the ground. We've got rigs still turning. We've got drill results coming through. We've got metallurgical test work results coming through. We've got mining study work coming through. We've got a resource upgrade coming in the first half of October, and then going into the new year, we'll be pulling all that together into a preliminary economic assessment, or a PEA, which is commonly called a scoping study in this part of the world. And all of that will come together and we'll really be able to put some financials and some numbers around that. So, that's a very critical milestone, but a lot of news flow leading up to that over the coming months.
Right, perfect. I was kind of aware that dealing with the majors was the problem. You know, it kind of handcuffed some of the smaller companies from being able to speak about some of the things that they might have found interesting. So, you know, that was something that I felt was quite important to focus on. You know, your response is absolutely superb. Clearly, you know, from what you're saying, there's a lot to look forward to. And it's a kind of breath of fresh air. I think it seems that we've been through a really tough period within the junior mining space for quite some time now. There's the first kind of seedlings and saplings of life starting to, you know, bud back into the market. Hopefully it'll bode well for you guys. And, you know, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. And hopefully we can chat again soon.
No worries. Thanks very much for having me, Doc. I think there's a lot for shareholders to look forward to over the coming months with AsiaNet. So thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, mate.